Be content where you are. Dear brother and sister, Sawyer. In the night I seem to be conversing with you, and saying, the lesson you need to learn is to be restful in the Lord. If you encourage a spirit of uneasiness and discontent, you will mar your religious experience. You are neither of you fitted to engage in missionary work in some far-off field, for you have not the endurance to overcome the difficulties you would meet in such circumstances. If you cannot find missionary work to do where you are, you will not be making the right move to go to a place where you are not known in order to do it. You will spend all the little money you have, and then not be able to earn more. I wish to say to you, be content where you are. Gain the mastery over your own minds. The uneasiness that you allow yourselves to have disqualifies you to be a blessing where you are. You have a home where you are, enjoy your home, and thank the Lord that both your lives are spared. Be thankful for the health you have. North Carolina is not so good a place for you as California. You are engaging in missionary work by doing the homework in a peaceable, contented spirit, in keeping your clothing neat and presentable, and in cultivating tidiness, holding yourself in readiness, when opportunity offers, to speak words of cheer to those who need encouragement and help. You will certainly be disappointed if you carry out the plans you have in mind. You cherish the idea that you are not appreciated where you are. I ask you to put away this impression. Lay off this supposed responsibility to do missionary work in another field. You have reason to be thankful for the health and strength that is given you, but if you permit yourselves to be unhappy, you disqualify yourselves for the missionary work that you might do at home. You can be a blessing to each other and to those about you. Be cheerful and happy right where you are. Cultivate the peace of God in your hearts. Do not be discouraged, but let your words be such as to inspire hope and good cheer, and your influence be of a character to uplift. May the Lord bless you and guide you, is my prayer. Your age is sufficient reason why you should be contented where you are. Let the young men and women fill the hard places. It is your privilege to make your life as easy and comfortable as possible, while you prepare to move to a better country, even a heavenly. If the Lord sees that it is best that you work in the cause, He will open ways for you in California. Wait until the Lord makes your way clear. He would not have you left dependent on strangers in a far country. Be contented to sustain yourselves where you are, doing what you can for the cause of God. Help where you can with the word of your testimony, but do not feel that it is your duty to use up what little means you have in going to a new field. I have written you my mind about this matter. I sincerely hope that you will be contented to stay where you are and enjoy your little home in peace and happiness. There is no reason why you should not enjoy the peace of Christ and His precious grace every day. I ask you not to place yourselves where your trials will be tenfold heavier than they now are. I have a special interest in your case, and pray that you will let the Lord mold and fashion you for the future, immortal life.